This podcast is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, Safer, Healthier People. This program is excerpted from a live satellite broadcast that occurred on August 10, 2006. Immunization recommendations change frequently. For updates of this program, please visit the National Immunization Program website at www.cdc.gov/NIP. Click on the Healthcare Professionals tab, then the Broadcast Updates and Resources link.
Our first vaccine brief today concerns new recommendations for varicella vaccine. Great progress has been made in the control of varicella in the United States. Coverage with one dose of varicella vaccine is currently at 88%, the highest level ever recorded. Both active and passive varicella surveillance indicate that indicate a more than 70% decrease in varicella cases, hospitalizations, and death compared to the pre-vaccine era. However, the decline in varicella cases appears to have plateaued. Breakthrough disease, that is, varicella occurring in a vaccinated person, can occur in up to 20% of vaccinees. In addition, small but very persistent outbreaks of varicella are occurring among highly vaccinated school children. These outbreaks are difficult and expensive to control since most students are already vaccinated according to existing recommendations. Most experts believe that we have reached the limit of what varicella control is possible with one dose of vaccine. And there's good evidence that a second dose of varicella vaccine will boost both antibody and cell-mediated immunity and reduce breakthrough disease. ACIP has been discussing strategies to improve varicella control for more than a year. At its June 2006 meeting, the ACIP decided to take the next step in the control of varicella in the United States. They voted to recommend a routine second dose of varicella vaccine for all children at 4 to 6 years of age. That's the same age recommended for the second dose of MMR vaccine. In addition, they recommended catch-up vaccination with a second dose for all persons of any age who have received only one dose. For children 12 months through 12 years of age, the minimum interval between doses is 3 months. A new product that will help facilitate a second routine dose of varicella vaccine is MMRV, a combination measles, mumps, rubella, and varicella vaccine. It's produced by Merck under the brand name ProQuad. MMRV was approved by FDA in September 2005 for children 12 months through 12 years of age. You should not administer MMRV to persons 13 years of age or older. Also, MMRV requires varicella vaccine storage conditions, that is 5 degrees Fahrenheit or colder at all times, that is in your freezer. Now, we anticipate that this new recommendation will further reduce outbreaks of varicella and provide better individual protection. A new varicella ACIP statement that includes these new recommendations is in preparation and should be published in the next few months.
To access the most accurate and relevant health information that affects you, your family, and your community, please visit www.cdc.gov.